Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Friday, January 26. U.S. equity futures are in the red this morning. You have S&P futures down about 10 points. That's 20 basis points. They've bounced off the lows, but still in the red. The Dow futures are down 75 points. That's also about 20 basis points. And then you're seeing underperformance in tech. NASDAQ is down 100 points, which is about 57 basis points. In Europe, the major indices are very strong. They're up about 75 to 90 basis points. Huge outperformance in luxury stocks off of that solid LVMH report from yesterday. LVMH came out after the EU closed yesterday in the middle of the US session. So that stock is spiking, and then all of its big peers are rallying in sympathy. Remember, luxury in Europe is kind of like tech in the US. These are very large cap companies that dominate the indices. So that's having a huge effect on Europe. And then on the downside in Europe, tech is a big underperformer, in large part in reaction to some of the earnings numbers out of the U.S. last night, which I'll get to in a moment. So semiconductor stocks in particular are getting hit in Europe. And then turning to Asia, you generally saw red. So the Nikkei fell 1.3%. The Hang Seng fell 1.6%. The Shanghai Comp eked out a modest gain up about 14 basis points. So the big news, incremental news since the U.S. closed yesterday came on the earnings front. So in the U.S. last night, there were a bunch of earnings. I would categorize the only one that was really outright bad or pretty disappointing was Intel, which I talked about in the piece. The others I would kind of modestly underwhelming. I would put KLA and Levi Strauss. And then the ones that were kind of not good enough in the near term, given elevated expectations, I would put T-Mobile, Visa, and Western Digital. I know all those names are getting hit after the results, but they were not all kind of bad. Some of these are just a case of like Western Digital in particular. The stock has run enormously into the print for Visa. There was a deceleration in spending towards the end of the December quarter and then into January. Management blamed that largely on weather. Full year outlook mostly kept in line. They did nudge up the expense outlook, but again, nothing that was terribly alarming or shocking aside from that Intel guidance for the March quarter. And then in Europe, like I said, the LVMH number is the big earnings release for Europe. They came out yesterday, modest upside, but there was a ton of anxiety around just the high-end consumer and worries about weakness globally, and then the lack of a kind of any meaningful rebound in China, continued softness in the U.S., and actually saw an uptick in U.S. momentum. So that's kind of a big relief for luxury in Europe. On the macro front, the big news came out of Japan. You had the Tokyo CPI for January, which fell pretty far below expectations. So big downtick in January inflation in Japan. Core did not fall as much, but still decelerated and came in below expectations. And those are the major news highlights for today. In terms of the broader market, I have my latest thoughts in the piece. I think you're going to see a shift in the market composition back to kind of what we saw in November, December, with rates dropping in response to disinflationary data. You saw that in the U.S. yesterday. You saw it in Japan overnight. We're going to get the U.S. PCE for December in a couple of hours this morning, expected to show core disinflation. You get the jobs report next Friday. That's expected to show an easing in labor momentum. You've seen a slew of layoff announcements, so it's very hard to extrapolate all of these individual announcements to kind of the broader economy, but the volume of job cuts, there were a bunch more overnight, which I have in the piece, that's certainly going to have an aggregate effect on the economy. So all that I think is going to help kind of reestablish outperformance in the equal weight S&P, outperformance in the Russell versus the NASDAQ and the capitalization weighted S&P. You saw that yesterday, and I think that continues. For the calendar today, the PCE at 8:30, and then the big earnings report will be American Express. And those are the big highlights for today. There's a lot more news out there, so definitely take a look at the piece. And then just quickly into next week, it's going to be another very busy week of earnings. So we're really actually only about 25% of the way or so through this earnings season. So there's a lot more to go, including all of the big tech names next week. So Meta, Microsoft, Google, Apple, Amazon. You get to Fed on Wednesday, and then you get to jobs report on Friday and a bunch of other items as well. So I have details on all that in the piece, and that is everything for today. Thank you for listening.